just as smooth as he wants to be. David Benoit, man, you just brought that one on in. David Benoit is this week's Artist of the Week, and I love it that he is pianist, composer, producer, and smooth as he possibly could be. David Benoit. Woo. Now, is that double? Is that thumbs up on the project or what? That is.
Yeah, oh, I would say definitely. Thank you.
That's nice, man. That's nice. How are you doing today?
Doing great. Yeah.
Good. Wow.
Working on some charts for a Christmas tour. So.
Always good stuff coming from you. Well, David, I tell you, it is really good to have the spotlight back on you. On the WFSK Artist of the Week, he's been with us over the years before, and it's always just a privilege to get with you. I was just mentioning to our program director on the other side that I said, I love him. He's such a pro. He's always right on time. You, every time
I try to be.
No, you have been. Every time you've been Artist of the Week, you're supposed to call at that minute, and baby, bing. Now look at the phone, and there you are. It has happened time after time.
I have a good management team. They make sure that I'm staying with it.
Definitely with that. Now, David, this is an excellent, of course, new release of yours, David Benoit and Friends. And we just heard our dear Lindsay Webster on there with you. You have all-star group, and just a really your sound is just good all the time, and this one is no different. They're all just good, and we're glad that you got together with some of your friends and others. Tell our audience who's on the new project.
Well, got a lot of people, especially in the smooth jazz world. Because that's, you know, the community I live in, and my friends are there. I mean, I know straight-ahead jazz players, too, but I'm probably more familiar with the players like Rick Braun or all my friends, Rick and Dave Koz and Peter White. It's, you know, we've all toured together so many times. Rick's produced a lot of my records. And so it was fun introducing some new people, like Lindsay Webster, who I'd never worked with before, and she is just terrific.
Yes.
And then Vincent Ngala, Vincent, a rising star in smooth jazz, and just the nicest guy possible. So, I work with him, and then my old buddy Tim Weisberg, the grandfather of smooth jazz.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And Marc Antoine, my great guitarist. So.
Well, you sure hang with some tall cotton there, honey.
You know, yeah. Well, thank you.
Definitely. And, Vincent and Lindsay are, you know, just hot properties for their generation, and they really are just making waves out there. And how did you bump into or come into knowing? I know Bud, your producer, probably has something to do with putting the light on Lindsay, I'm guessing, right?
Yes, you're absolutely right. Exactly.
Well, she laid that song out for you, David. She really did.
Yeah, she did a great job. Really happy with her.
Was that, and, was that
I,
your
first time I ever worked with her, so that was good.
Okay, that's kind of what I was thinking, that might have been your first time having her on. Now, you don't usually have a lot of vocals and stuff, so I was kind of surprised that you would have that, you know, as part of your project. But then again, I'm not, because, you know, that's how you rolled, for real.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you do. And now what about Vincent Ngala?
Well, Vincent I met years ago when he was opening for Dave Koz. He was just a kid back then. And, you know, I just liked the way he played. And I just felt like I wanted to try somebody I'd never worked with.
Sure.
Because I had players that I'd been very familiar with. So I'd just been hearing a lot about Vincent and how nice he was. And, yeah, he just came through for me big time. You know, I'm really happy what he did.
Definitely. Now, that initial cut, that Dave G, is the one that features Vincent. And Dave G, I imagine, is... You wrote that, pinned that for whom?
Dave Grusin.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, Dave G, my hero, and friend, of course, as well. So,
yeah.
Yeah, it was had a chance to do that. We're very, you know, happy to write a song about him, and he's been such a huge influence on me. And so that was that was good. That was good.
Well, you know, it's you know, I guess everybody has an influence because you've influenced you've influenced others. Who else? And, you know, in your life and times has been an influence on you? Because you've been around for a minute.
Just a minute, yeah. It's funny how, you know, 40 years kind of just whizzes by, you know.
Yeah.
You get started, do your first, my first record was in 77. And,
wow.
You know, all of a sudden 40 years later, well, even longer than that now, 42 years. But Sergio Mendes was a big influence.
Okay.
And it's funny, and I will admit, probably one of the reasons I steered towards smooth jazz, I hate that word, by the way, but that's all we got. So I could say contemporary jazz, I guess, but
yeah.
I do wear that name proudly because my influences were like Sergio Mendes, Henry Mancini, Ramsey Lewis. They were not Thelonious Monk or, you know, that group.
Yeah.
It was more like Bill Evans, if that was the closest I ever got to a real pure jazz piano. But to me, Bill Evans had that melodic, beautiful, gorgeous sound. And I've told people this, you know, I always had a problem with certain jazz artists that were, you know, you're supposed to, like, revere, and I just never got it.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot.
Yeah.
So I always went towards the jazz artists that really were about melody and about a pleasant sound, you know, a smooth sound. And Sergio was one of those. I mean, just all about melody and groove and huge influence on me. As well as, you know, Bill Evans, of course, Oscar Peterson, just because he played so soulfully and with so much great technique. And so those are, you know, and then Dave. Dave, his writing, his playing, his conducting, his sensitivity, oh, my God, you know, just, and there's the embodiment of what I think is the perfect musician, you know, someone that writes beautiful music, but also really can orchestrate and is very intelligent and, so he's the man.
Well, and you know, everybody you named is smooth and cool.
Yep.
So, you know, and a lot of the artists don't want to say smooth. We're smooth and contemporary.
Yeah, you understand that.
Yeah, I do. And, you know, to me, it's like, look, y'all, get this. Either we're going to say it or people will start talking about another genre. And they won't even mention jazz because the jazz people are so persnickety. So we
I know.
Everybody exhale because we have our smoothies and we have our contempos, and we you know, we just we're just smoothing on, man. We're just doing the very best that we can do to keep the music alive. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
It helps to have good projects like yours.
Yeah, thank you.
It definitely helps. Now, how far and long do you and Bud go back? Because he's your producer on this.
Yeah, we go back all the way back to when he was a drummer. We played on Casuals together. So this was back 35 years ago, 30 years ago.
Okay.
So I have had a long association with Bud. And so he started managing me full-time last year because I was kind of under the Chapman umbrella. And then he just took me on personally as a client, and then that's when we decided to work with him as a producer. And I've been so happy because he's just very gentle.
Yeah, he is.
You know, I've had the other kind of producers that just kind of, this is the way I'm going to do things, and then I don't feel that they're bringing out the best in the artist, and that's what Bud was able to bring out the best, let me do what I do, and just kind of guide the ship, you know, so.
Well, he's cool. You know, I mean,
really,
he's just
He's cool. Yeah, exactly.
As can be. I'm like,
for the good guys.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, because a lot of people respect him when I talk with the various artists of the week, and because our spotlight has been, you know, we're hundreds and hundreds of artists in the interview process on Artist of the Week, because it's been going on this station for since 2006, so you know, but his name always, so every week when I when he makes his radio station calls, you mean I'm talking to a celebrity when I talk to him?
There you go.
Oh, I'll have to treat him better.
That's right.
Yeah, no, he's sweet, and we love each other and understand. We talk about music all the time. He was very excited when he was telling me about your new project coming out. So,
oh, that's good.
Yeah, he was. He was, and he said, Sharon, I know that you're going to like this, and I'm going to go ahead and send you this first cut. And, you know, it's like it was immediate, David, when I got it. It was immediate on, immediate.
Oh, thank you. Wow. Well, a lot of people have been hearing this record, and I think I feel this way, too, is like, well, David's back. You know, it's like I went back to a formula that's worked for me in the past, and that is just being me, which is, you know, super melodic, strings, melody, groove, you know, not trying to be anything more than that. Yeah. And so I feel it's been my strongest record in many, many years.
Definitely.
So we're all excited.
You mentioned some of the friends, but you also have some other folks on here, various instruments and playing various roles in your new project. Tell us who some of those people are.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that question one more time?
You got other people just besides the friends that you named.
Oh, right, right.
Who else is on here?
Great question. Well, there are, and everybody else, they're friends too. They just didn't maybe get credited that way. But, like, for example, John Robinson, longtime drummer, played on a lot of my hit records, all the way back to, you know, to Linus and Lucy and Kay's Song and all that. You know, John is one of the top studio drummers, but also he and I just play so well together. And then Ken Wilde, the bass player with Sea Wind, another great studio musician and friend. And I've known Ken for years and years too. So this was just a love project. You know, everybody in the studio, all veterans that have worked together for many years. Sure. You know, Luis Conte, I go all the way back 35 years with Luis when we used to play with Lainey Kazan together. Mm. Pat Kelly, I go back 40 years with Pat. It's nice to have friends, and it's nice to keep friends as long as I have, which is really, it's hard to do in this business, you know, with all the changes, but I've been able to maintain these long associations, and that's really what this record was about. That's why we just called it Friends, because it not just the friends that are the guest artists, but the friends that have played on the record, like you were just talking about, all going back several years. And then, you know, of course, you talked about Tim Weisberg, my friend from the very beginning of my career. So it's been, and even the engineers like Clark Germain and Steve Sykes, just years and years long associations.
Well, I guess that must be comforting for you, you know, to be around people who know. You all know each other's rhythm, so to speak. Does that make it easier for you to get done what you're trying to do?
Yeah, absolutely. And when people that, especially they're intuitive, you know, younger players, you have to teach them a lot. You know, okay, sure. Well, this is what I mean here. You get players that you worked with for many, many years, they just know exactly what to do. Yeah, it was amazing when John and Ken were in the studio. They just knew right away. So we just blew through like 11 tracks, and it was like no problem.
It must be nice. It just felt blow right. Through and sounds so good, man. I'm like, really?
Yeah.
Just blow through. Wow. That's,
it sounds good. I mean, I think it's one of my best sounding albums I've ever done. You know,
absolutely.
It's just
absolutely. Weird. Now, what is 96-132 Revisited?
Well, that's a tune I did on my very first album in 77. So, and 96 it's two different tempos.
Okay.
So, or classical people would say tempi, but anyway, tempos, I say tempos. So, 96 is the beats on the metronome for the first part, and then 132 is the beats on the metronome for the second part. So, I put Revisited because I couldn't think of a better title. So, that's how that came about.
Well, I like several that we have pulled here. And
all right.
Besides your title track, your first single out, Dave G. Featuring Vincent Ngala. That one is doing very well and will probably continue on up. I like Make It Real.
Thank you. Yeah.
Lindsey Webster. And I also like Feel It Still.
Yeah. Portugal the Man song. Well, that's got Bud Harner's stamp on it, too.
And I think that Moon and Sand is really nice. You know.
Thank you. Yeah. That's one of my personal favorites because I used to listen to that song with Kenny Burrell years ago and just loved it and always thought, wow, God, how come no one's ever recorded this song?
Oh,
it's
so
pretty.
Yeah. So, you know, it's just, you know, you feel like, I'm not advocating drinking in the middle of the afternoon, but I'm saying wine and jazz, okay? You know, just get your mind wrapped around just exhaling, or some of you you know, a 7-Up and jazz, okay, or whatever you drink, you know. But anyway, what songs do you feel like? I know you like them all, but that, you know, really express you, yourself, the talent.
I think one of my favorites that really expresses me is a tune called Vernazza. Mm. That's the one that I really put a lot of love into, and that was about our trip to Italy last year.
And that's, you got Dave Koz on that one.
Yeah, Dave Koz is on that too as well, yeah.
Yeah.
You
and Dave go way back, though, right?
Yeah, that's another one. We're way back, many, many years. Yeah. 30 years. Maybe not. Yeah, maybe.
Wow.
So
you're on that cruise all the time, huh?
yeah, whenever he calls me, I come running.
Yeah, the Dave Koz has got so much stuff going on. I'm like,
oh,
dude.
My God. Yeah, I tell you, it's hard to keep up with him.
Oh, no question about it. So what kind of stuff, when David Benoit is not making great music and, you know, touring and doing all, what do you do to, you know, get your chill on?
Well, this kind of weather, I've been going to the beach. I like to take bike rides. I'm also an avid tennis player, so I try to play tennis at least once a week.
Mm-hmm. Now, you're California, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, how's the weather?
Oh, it's wonderful. But we had a pretty chilly summer because we live along the coast, so it's really nice.
Oh, chilly, what, 70?
Yeah.
You know.
70. That's cool for us.
Oh, definitely. Let's get our sweaters. Let's get our jackets.
Yeah.
You know, it's been like 95, almost 100, and we've been burning up.
Oh, my God, yeah. It is warm.
Oh, it's terrible.
Yeah.
It is. Now, will you be on the road with this project? Because I know it just
Yeah, that's
just
the idea. In fact, we're talking with Lindsay about doing some dates. And I also, I'm dying to get back to Nashville, so spread the word if anyone wants to have me.
Attention, Nashville.
Nashville. I'm ready to come and play. I love Nashville. And look forward to doing some concerts there soon.
When was the last time you were here?
It's been a couple years ago. I think it was at the National Performing Arts Center. Okay. It was the Christmas show.
Oh, okay.
And that was so much fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, David, next time you come to Nashville, if you don't call this radio station, say, Sharon Kay, this is David Benoit, and I just want you to know I'm in your city. And so I can say, oh, my God, it's David Benoit all the time. You know, I got to act like a goofy fan, you know.
Yeah, there you go. That's totally cool.
Right. You know, because our station, you know, to all of you all, I tell you all that. You like, don't tell me about your breeze in and breeze outs. And we're sitting here playing your music to death. You know, I mean, it's like, you know, it's like going to your mama's hometown and never calling mom to say I'm there. You know, hey, how you doing? But anyway, is there a Christmas? Didn't I hear you say Christmas project was coming or something?
Yeah, we have a Christmas tour coming up. We're just starting to put dates together for that now. So that'll be with Sarah Gazarek and my band. So that should be pretty fun.
Okay, so what, you got some new Christmas music coming out?
No, this is some old Christmas music, but we're going to be featuring new tunes from the record album during the show, so it's a lot of the music of Charlie Brown, which is kind of classic, so we'll be doing that, as well as featuring brand new songs from the new album.
Yeah. So, David, when you're out there, there's some particular ones that you simply have to play. What are they?
Right. Well, Kurt Linus and Lucy's one of them.
Mm-hmm.
K-Song, Freedom of Midnight. Those mm-hmm. are the big three for me.
Okay. Okay. Because the crowd will feel cheated if you don't play them, huh?
That's true. Yeah, they usually do. Especially Linus and Lucy. You know, I've got to play one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And if we don't play it at Christmas time, they're like, can you play that Linus and Lucy?
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just some songs are just beloved to people.
Yeah.
What did you listen to when you were a little David Benoit?
Oh, well, I listened to everything from Leonard Bernstein to Aaron Copland to, let's see, a lot of stuff that my mom listened to, and a lot of guitar players because my dad was a jazz guitarist, so we... A hobbyist, more than anything.
Okay.
So there was a lot of Barney Kessel and Herb Ellis and, you know, Wes Montgomery. A lot, you know, Horace Silver, Ramsey Lewis.
Yeah.
That group, yeah.
Were you the only one, you the only child?
Yeah, no, I'm oldest of three.
Okay. Are you the only one who played an instrument?
Well, no, my little brother plays guitar and his wife sings, so they have a little group in Hawaii.
Oh.
So, yeah, so he plays as well, so.
Okay, so it could be Benoit and family.
Yeah, we've done that before. We've done the family band thing.
it's been fun. Is that what it's like when y'all get together?
Yeah, we just have fun together and, you know, jam along.
Yeah.
You know, he lives in Hawaii, so we usually... get together when I'm in Hawaii. And,
oh, yeah.
Jam together. Yeah.
Definitely. Now,
yeah.
David, where will you be in the coming months?
Well, I'm at home working on arrangements for the Christmas show, so
okay.
I'll pretty much be home, and then we'll start going out around the country late November.
Okay.
And I have a couple of dates here in California as well.
Okay. So November. Yep. So folks can look at their 2019-2020 calendars. And they very well may see you on it. And
that's right. Yeah.
Well, you know, we could look up and see you at the Performing Arts Center in Nashville. You just know.
I'd love to come back there.
They listen to WFSK. They know. Mm-hmm. Listen, you know, they know the Jazz Station.
Yeah. All right.
Definitely. But you know, we wish that you know, when that time comes, we know that you're in the city. And that mm-hmm. we can alert our audience here, because I'm sure they would definitely want to be facing the place. David Benoit mm-hmm. and Friends, his new release is out, and it is very, very just what you want it to be. It's smooth and silky, and just as smooth and silky as you want it to be. There are 11 cuts on here, and you just named just one. Who is Jane Hawk? Ballad of Jane Hawk.
Jane Hawk is she's the heroine of the Dean Koontz novels, and Dean Koontz and I became friends, and so he actually, in one of the novels, wrote about her listening to the music of David Benoit. It's actually in a novel called The Crooked Staircase, so I wanted to reciprocate and write a song about her, so that's how that came about.
You're so good.
Yeah, I was having fun with it.
Definitely. I was like, I bet this person is related to him or something. I didn't know. I wouldn't have thought
of it. Yeah, so check out the Jane Hawk series on, I don't know if you're familiar with Dean Koontz, but he's a great author.
Okay, I will, because I just knew that was a relative. I'll have to do that. I never know where you guys are going to get these titles and these songs from. You know, they just come from everywhere in your heart, in your mind.
You got to keep it interesting.
Oh, no question about it. David, where's your all your info, everything on you is in one place online?
Yeah, Benoit.com is where you can get all the info.
Excellent. Schedule, music, the whole background. Even a picture of him when he was a widow boy.
There might be in there somewhere.
how old were you on this photo?
Which photo is that?
It's a picture on your bio of you at a piano when you was a little boy. You could.
Oh God, I must have been 6 or 7 years old.
He's so cute.
Thank you.
His little legs could barely touch the keys.
Yep.
The floor foot pedals.
Mm-hmm. And that's right.
You were determined. And from there, look at you. all these years later, all these hits and everything. Oh. David, thank you so much. We really, really
my pleasure.
And I wish you the very best in 19 and 20, and maybe we'll see you, okay?
Yeah, let's hope so. I'd love to come back to Nashville.
Okay, we'd love to have you back.
Thank you for all the support and everything. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. David Benoit, this week's Jazzy 88 Artist of the Week. Thank you so much, and have a good rest of the day.
Okay, you too.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.